Your memories of that night must be very clear.
They are indeed.
Can you tell us something about what happened?
But rather, it were left untouched. But my mother wakened me, and my father took me, went with my mother, and took me and placed me in a lifeboat, and my mother, and made no attempt to get in himself.
But your father did not get in the lifeboat. Why was that?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know the rule of the sea. Women and children first. No man is going to take the place of a woman or child.
Were you old enough to know at the time what was happening to your father?
Oh, yes, of course. I was devoted to my father. I knew quite well I'd never see him again. But I really do owe the good fortune of my living to the fact that my mother had a tremendous premonition of disaster from, and she said that to say that a ship was unsinkable, which is what the whole world was saying, to say that was flying in the face of God. Because to me, just as a very ordinary individual, it is my father's grave, and I would rather it were left untouched. But today's wonderful news of this tremendously scientific effort makes me realise that if that sort of skill can possibly in the future do marvellous things for these matters, well then of course I accept that it probably will be done.
Would you like to know now who was at fault for the disaster? Would you like to know anything more about what happened, or does it matter anymore?
It doesn't matter anymore.